St. Dawes's Church and Cloister. A visitor's introduction to one of the most important religious complexes in Aosta, consisting of the former churches of San Lorenzo and St. Dawes, is provided by a lime tree which is at least 400 years old and may have been planted in 1529. The most important monumental complex in the valley, which is also renowned throughout Italy and Europe, includes the Minster of St. Peter and Orso, the bell tower, the crypt, the treasure museum, the cloister and the priory. It was initially built in the Middle Ages on what was a burial ground, and there is a mixture of Romanesque and Gothic styles. After the work was carried out during the time of Bishop Anselmo, the convent was founded in 1132 next to the place of worship, and then that church was renovated and the priory was built, commissioned by Giorgio di Chalons. The façade of the minster renovated by Giorgio di Chalons between 1492 and 1494 is Gothic and has an ogival entrance enclosed within an extremely high pediment with decorations in terracotta, which almost reach the roof, where there is a small belfry and two pinnacles at extremities. The solid and imposing bell tower is Romanesque in style, but was later modified with some Gothic elements. The interior of the church features characteristics that are mainly linked to the late 15th century restoration work, with central nave, presbytery and the apse covered by Gothic vaults, and with frescoes portraying the apostles, prophets and saints. The carved wooden chancel in Gothic style has 11 stalls and the seat of the prior on the right and 13th on the left, and was probably the work of Genius Blaine, dating back to 1487. From here, you can gain access to the crypt beneath the chancel. This is the only surviving part of the original church, built by Anselmo, which has a central nave with the aisles and a ribbing ceiling and is closed by three small semicircular apses. The 12 columns come from Roman monuments found in the town. The treasure museum is located in the chancel sacristy, and its displays include many gold items and the reliquary 1359 11th century chalice and reliquary statue, all relating to St. Orso, as well as a reliquary bust of San Pietro. From the left-hand aisle and staircase leads up to the area beneath the roof. Here between the vault of the central nave and the roof, you can see the cycle of Ottonian frescoes from the 11th century with themes of the life of Christ and the apostles. They display a mixture of French artistic influence together with Ottonian and Lombard elements. The most beautiful part of the complex is the cloister, built in 1133 by Provencal and Lombard craftsmen, which originally had 52 marble capitals. These were later reduced to 40 following the renovation work commissioned by Giorgio di Chalons to make four archways and vaults. With images portraying terrible monsters and other more virtuous beings, the capitals recount stories from the Old and New Testaments and stories about the saints and everyday themes. Access to the St. Orso complex is free, but there are guided tours if you want. According to legend, St. Orso supposedly lived like... According to legend, St. Orso supposedly lived right in front of the church and distributed clothes to the poor and also sabbats, the type of wooden clogs which you can still find at the Sabbath fair, which takes place every year on the 30th and 31st of January. The whole town takes part in the event, which also includes concerts, wine tasting, and a chance to savour the fine local dishes and produce.